unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, executive editor of SMA News Today. Treatment of spinal muscular atrophy with Spinraza through the spinal canal is feasible and leads to high patient compliance as long as it's done under the supervision of an experienced, multidisciplinary team, according to a single-center study in Italy. Available evidence has shown that treatment with Biogen's Spinraza via the spinal canal is relatively safe and well-tolerated, despite some initial concerns over repeated injections. A single-center study from Germany reported the benefits of a structured protocol in administering the treatment. In this study, Italian researchers also emphasized the importance of an adequately experienced team for the success of Spinraza programs across different centers. They described their experience using Spinraza as a treatment for 50 patients with SMA types 1 through 3. All patients received 4 IT Spinraza injections within 2 months, the loading phase, followed by injections every 4 months in the maintenance phase. Routine laboratory tests, including blood clotting screening, were conducted prior to treatment. The Italian SMA Family Association took care of transportation and lodging and provided consistent feedback on patients waiting for treatment who were on a priority list according to age and disease severity. Since Spinraza's approval, the organization has supported physicians and families to promote access at local sites. Of the 50 patients enrolled, 29 had SMA type 1 and received treatment within 6 months after Spinraza's approval. 6 of these SMA type 1 patients were newly diagnosed. The remaining 21 patients included 11 with SMA type 2 and 10 with SMA type 3. Starting in November 2017, National Health Regulatory Authorities in Italy recommended that Spinraza be administered locally at certified sites to favor accessibility and reduce waiting lists. As a result, 12 of the patients with SMA type 1 were redirected to their regional sites, were monitored by a child neurologist, neurologists, therapists, and nurses. Patients, parents, and caregivers were instructed to take note and inform the referral center of any clinical event occurring between Spinraza injections. Adherence to recommendations was confirmed by regular phone interviews. Subsequent injections were usually confirmed 1 week prior to admission. Although 3 patients dropped out due to technical difficulties with the procedure, adherence and compliance to the treatment were high. No patients missed their scheduled injections. No patients showed its severe adverse effects considered related to Spinraza. Only 3 experienced temporary elevations in body temperature, headache, and nausea. 2 had slight postural reddening and skin edema or swelling. 4 patients experienced clinically non-significant changes in heart rhythm after the loading phase. In addition, 3 adults experienced headache, nausea, and vomiting for 48 hours after the first injection, which responded to paracetamol. 10 patients had mild, 4 moderate, and 6 severe scoliosis. The injections were considered too burdensome in only 3 of those patients. The experience with nusinersen at the NEMO Center, irrespective of age and severity, is that the treatment is feasible, accessible, and replicable, provided that there is a multidisciplinary team having experience and training in SMA, the scientists concluded. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
From the SMA News Today Raising Awareness Forum, October 2nd, 2018. You've probably heard plenty about voter registration lately, with midterm elections a short month away. However, you might be surprised to hear that, amidst national voter registration campaigns, the month of October is actually dedicated to disability employment awareness. NDEAM, or National Disability Employment Awareness Month, is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor, specifically the Office of Disability Employment Policy, and has been observed every October since 1945. This year's NDEAM theme is America's Workforce, Empowering All. At its core, NDEAM empathizes emphasizes celebration and education. Employers may not recognize the benefits of an inclusive workforce, so NDEAM works to highlight the skills, talents, and contributions of disabled workers. NDEAM also stresses the importance of resources that ensure equal access to the American workforce. According to the 2018 press release, NDEAM is rooted in history. The campaign began in 1945 when the U.S. Senate declared the first week of October the National Employ the Physically Handicapped Week. The title was changed in 1962 to reflect the diversity inherent in disability. And in 1988, the campaign became the month-long initiative known as NDEAM. NDEAM is led at the national level, but its true strength lies in observances held all across the country. The ODEP's webpage for NDEAM includes observance ideas for employers, educators, state agencies and officials, associations and unions, disability organizations, and agencies at the federal level. ODEP also offers general resources for NDEAM observances, which can be found here on the website. If you're interested in learning more about the history of NDEAM, check out the ODEP's interactive timeline, which explores the origins of the campaign and its evolution over the course of 70 years. The timeline also includes key events in disability employment history. Be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage and visit our forums for discussions on topics like this. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives on the disease. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.